With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joined now by our good friend from the Post-Gazette, John McGonigal, covers your Pitt Panthers football team. And John, they did it. They clinched. They are going to Charlotte. And, of course, now, you know, the victor goes the spoils, I guess. We're starting to see there are going to be a lot of accolades for Pitt players, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we found out today that Kenny Pickett is one of three finalists for the Maxwell Award, which is, you know, given to the top, the best player overall in college football. He's also one of three finalists for the Davey O'Brien Award, which goes to the top quarterback in the country. And then Jordan Addison is one of three finals for the Biletnikoff, which is given to the best receiver in college football. So those two guys, obviously so integral in Pitt's success this season overall. And more specifically, what we saw last Saturday against Virginia, Kenny Pickett throwing for 340 yards and all four of his touchdowns going to Jordan Addison, who had over 200 yards, 14 catches, just an absurd performance by Pitt's star sophomore receiver. So those two guys getting a lot of accolades, a lot of recognition, and, rightfully so.
Well, and that's, they obviously, people talk about Kenny Pickett. I thought actually the other day the difference in the game was Addison, who just made some unbelievable catches.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I mean, he's 14 catches. Like, that's just – he was relied on time and time again. And, we talked to both of those guys after the game, a big win for Pitt over Virginia. And we asked Kenny Pickett about that last throw he had, that 62-yard catch-and-run touchdown for Addison that sealed the win. And what Pickett said was, look, that's one of those 50-50 balls. And, that's a situation where you trust a guy like Jordan Addison to go and grab that ball and make that play. And, Paul, there's a small list of receivers that at this point you would trust more or as much as Jordan Addison to go make those kind of plays. I mean, it's him, Jameson Williams from Alabama, and David Bell from Purdue are the three finals for the Biletnikoff. And he obviously got those guys at Ohio State. And there's a lot of good receivers in college football, but Jordan Addison's been able to separate himself or put himself near the top of that list, if not at the top. 15 total touchdowns this season, well over 1,000 yards, and heading towards All-American status at this point.
No question about it. There's absolutely no question that he's been pretty special this entire year. You look at Pitt now going into Syracuse, John. I think one of the things that's probably a little bit, a little bit interesting is now that they've clinched and they've climbed the mountain and they won two emotional big games that they needed to win. Will they be able to get that emotion and spirit back up for a game at the Carrier Dome that probably will have about a quarter of the stadium filled? It's going to be a difficult thing for them to do.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have an easy time by any stretch of the imagination. You mentioned, the attendance at the Carrier Dome, obviously after Thanksgiving, and Syracuse is not a team to write home about, although they have performed better this season than I expected them to play. I mean, I didn't know if they were going to get to three wins this season. They're sitting here at 5-6. And I'm sure they obviously want to win to get to bowl eligibility. And they have a very good running back in Sean Tucker. They actually have a pretty good front four. Cody Roscoe leading the way on that defensive line for Syracuse. I believe he has 8 or 8.5 sacks. He's a guy that a Pitt offensive line that is could be missing some guys or at least shuffled up and different from the group that had protected Kenny Pickett so well earlier in the season. That's a guy and a defensive line they'll have to deal with. So, look, it's not like they're 30-point favorites or something over Syracuse. They're a 10-point favorite. This game could end up being closer than the Pitt fans would maybe want. But it's also a final opportunity for Kenny Pickett, Jordan Addison to go prove their worth to these voters, the Maxwell, Davey O'Brien, and Blitnikoff voters. Those votes end next week. So the ACC championship will play no factor in whether or not they win those awards. And it's not just for them, obviously, but they want to, the offense as a whole wants to continue putting up big points on the board. And the defense, I'm sure, wants to do better, and I think they will do better against an offense that doesn't have a quarterback like Brennan Armstrong slinging it back there.
Well, I think the other thing that is interesting about this game, and obviously you don't cover Syracuse, so you don't know exactly, but, I mean, is there a chance that Dino Babers is coaching for his job?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I don't cover Syracuse, so I don't know, to be honest with you. It's just speculation, but I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one, right? He won 10 games a couple years ago. Syracuse isn't necessarily the highest expectations in terms of, winning games in football. They're a basketball school, similar to the way Duke is a basketball school and all that. But I mentioned 10 wins there. Syracuse got to 10 wins a few years ago. Pitt hasn't gotten to 10 wins since 2009. And, they haven't gotten to 10 wins in the regular season since 1981, and they got a chance to do that on Saturday. And that's something that Pat Narduzzi at his press conference yesterday really harped on, is that, you think, okay, they clinched the Coastal, they're going to the ACC championship game, and they don't have anything to play for. Well, they do have something to play for. And I think this matters. Every little bit at this point, try to get the highest ranking that Pitt's had in how many years. Try to get 10 regular season wins before going and playing for an ACC championship game. Kenny Pickett and these guys that are moving on, these super seniors, guys like Johnny Patrician, Trey Tipton, guys who have been with this program for a long time, they want to leave every piece of legacy they can. And so I think that's why they'll get up for this game.
Yep. But Syracuse needs to win here in order to get to a bowl, in order to get to a bowl game. And that's, I don't know if that matters to players as much as it seems to matter to administrators. And that's what I meant when coaching for your job, meaning, if they win, he gets to a bowl game, maybe, survives. But the last 3 years, they're 11-23. That's going to be a tough one to survive, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, what kind of expectations do you have for your program? Not covering Syracuse. I don't know, to be honest with you. Syracuse is one of those where, are they okay with one good year every handful of years? Like you said, Dino Babers in his tenure, 4-8, 4-8, 10-3, 5-7, 1-10 last year. And obviously, everyone who had a bad year last year can go ahead and write it off because of COVID. Teams dealing with that across the country. And then, like you mentioned, 5-6 this year, which again, I think this is better than what people expected this season for Syracuse. It's better than what I expected for Syracuse. And they played Clemson tough earlier in the year, and Clemson is down this season. Clemson's not the same, although they are ranked now with the college football playoff rankings and the other rankings that came out this week. Clemson at 8-3. You've got NC State at 20 tonight, Paul. You've got Wake Forest at 18 and Pitt at 17. So it's looking like that ACC championship game will be a matchup between ranked opponents.
Yep. I mean, that's really true. It's interesting. Wake Forest is at, I think they're at Boston College, aren't they?
Yeah. So Wake Forest is at Boston College. If Wake Forest wins, then they're in. They win the Atlantic Division and will play Pitt in Charlotte. If Wake Forest loses and NC State wins on Friday night against North Carolina, then NC State will be the team. And if both NC State and Wake Forest lose, then Pitt will get a second meeting with Clemson in the ACC title game. Clemson plays that game, their rivalry game against South Carolina this weekend. They are done in ACC play in the regular season. So any of those three teams at this point are alive. And that's why, Narduzzi was talking yesterday about how he has GAs and quality control coaches you know, breaking down film and five game samples for, you know, all three of those teams to make sure that come Sunday, whichever team they end up having to face, they're ready.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. They've got a lot of things that they need to get done in order to get ready for a, you know, for that game. Obviously, they've played in it before, so they sort of know what it's about and what it's like. You look at the fact that they do have a ranked opponent perhaps waiting for them in the ACC championship game. It's quite amazing to me, if you think about it, that they, that if you look at it right now in the current rankings, I mean, they finally have a team in the rankings that they've beat, which is Clemson. But they've played a lot of games against teams that really, I mean, if you look at the entire Coastal Division, they all have at least five losses.
Yeah, it's been a weird year in the ACC, Paul. And if this ends up being a matchup between ranked teams in the ACC title game, it'll only be the second time this season that two ACC teams have been ranked and played each other. The other time was Wake Forest against, was it NC State? Yeah, Wake Forest against NC State. And that game, was buried on ACC Network. So it's kind of been a weird year in the conference, and I get a lot of people say it's a down year, and I think that's fair to an extent when you look at, you know, obviously Clemson, the 10-pole program, sitting here at 23rd, just happy to be back in the rankings. You got Miami kind of in shambles, and Florida State obviously nowhere near where Florida State wants to be. But I do think there is something to be said about, like, the quarterback play in the conference as a whole. You know, it's not just Kenny Pickett, but, you know, the guys that he might face in the ACC championship game, and Sam Hartman for Wake Forest, and Devin Leary has had a sneaky, very good season. You look at Malik Cunningham at Louisville, and, you know, we've seen Sam Howell this season, Brennan Armstrong, Tyler Van Dyke, the kid from Miami. So a part of it is, like, yes, like, these teams, this conference isn't as good top to bottom as it has in the past, but also I think there's some cannibalizing going on here where teams are just beating each other and you know, they're racking up losses in that regard, in that way.
No, there's no question. Well, Johnny, I appreciate you taking some time here and breaking it down and joining us, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
For sure. Sounds good, Paul. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Johnny McGonigal on Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.